What went through my mind was, how are we going to get a wicket? The openers played really well. And again, credit to our bowlers today to be able to stay patient, stay disciplined with the ball. I think we knew on that sort of wicket that it was going to be a tough wicket to start on, especially to score. It might be hard to get out, but it'll be quite tough to score because the wicket was quite slow. Probably a little bit slower tonight than our first game against Pakistan. Full credit to our bowlers to be able to show that discipline. And yeah, it's very special, mate. It's obviously after our defeat in England, I think, we worked really hard before coming on this series. We were up in Darwin as a team and worked hard against spin bowling. I think we found conditions, again, so different to what we tried to prepare for up in Darwin, especially with the heat. I've never played in heat like this and humidity like this. And what I guess the most pleasing thing is, the whole series was won by the whole team. It wasn't one individual player that that won tonight or that won us this series. Yes, guys individually had some pretty good performances, but I think the whole team played a huge part. And that, you know, goes all the way to support staff, the three guys that didn't get an opportunity. I thought the job they did, running drinks, making sure guys could change their gloves. The feeling around the group is a great feeling at the moment, especially after losing 4-0 to England. So, I think the guys should be really proud of this series. It was a tough victory against a very good one-day team in Pakistan. And, you won't get the smile off his face, that's for sure. Does it again, full stop. I don't think it matters who he plays against. He's, I've said for a long time that as captain of this team and the test team, it's important for me to have a mix of youth and experience. And I think that showed today. I think you've seen Maxwell Young, hasn't played too much cricket, not too much fear, go out and play his natural game, but without the experience and knowledge of both the Hussey brothers, but especially Michael. We don't win tonight and we don't win the series, so it's always a pleasure having him in the team. And he continues to perform consistently. I guess I changed the batting order after we fielded. Matthew Wade was a little bit tired from fielding, but I always had in my mind that I thought it was going to be an opportunity for a right-left-handed opening combination. I guess I've always had confidence in the way David Hussey plays spin bowling. He's a very good player of spin bowling, but he hadn't scored too many runs on this tour, so I thought if he opened the batting, it'll at least give him a couple of overs to see the new ball before spin plays a big part. And I guess that was why I took that risk in opening with him. But as he showed, he's a class player and got us off to a great start. But yeah, we knew the first 10 overs were going to be critical to set the game up. While the ball was hard, only two fielders out, so we knew the first 10 overs we had to be positive. And then it was left to the individual to play their natural game. Yeah, he's had a great series and deserves man of the series. Conditions that there hasn't been much for fast bowlers at all. As a batter, you look forward to facing fast bowlers in any opportunity. So I think he deserves a lot of credit, Stark. He's made the most of his opportunity. He's been fighting hard for a spot in this Australian one-day team for a while now, and I think he's grabbed it with both hands. So it's really exciting. He's obviously a part of the T20 team and heading to Sri Lanka for the World Cup. I think he'll play a big part there, but the last three matches or four matches will do his confidence a world of good.